311.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the 311 radio show here on BOB 92.9. Every Sunday afternoon around this time. And this afternoon, we have two special guests. I am Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, and I'll be your host this afternoon. And I have with me two special guests this afternoon, two officers that have gone up the ranks this afternoon, and I've invited Divisional Officer Mears. Good afternoon to you, Divisional Officer Mears.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to Divisional Officer Mears. And is this your first time on the program?
No, this is my second time
on the program. Second time. So I'm somehow getting out of the woodwork some persons who have not been with us for quite a while. And we have again another officer, Station Officer Small, Marlon Small. He is no stranger to the program. He's been here before. So good afternoon to you, Station Officer Small.
Good afternoon to you, Jason, and good afternoon to Barbados.
All right. So we have two of the officers, and we hope to have Dio Mears here a little more. When I say Dio, I'm referring to divisional officers. So just sometimes I may go into that every once in a while. We may refer to him as Dio Mears. But we want to talk this afternoon about, as we are approaching crop over, and actually, in some cases, crop over has started. The music is out. Small, I know you like your music, even though you're more into the safety side of everything. You're being when you're wearing your work hat, you're on the safety side. But I know you, definitely, outside of work, you do enjoy a good bit of music as well. So crop over is here. Some of the music is out. Yes, Dio, I know that you enjoy music too.
Okay.
He looked at me as though I didn't know that he enjoys. I know he enjoys music as well. But we are here this afternoon as we discuss crop over approaching, and all of us at some point would have worked at crop over events, and we recognize that oftentimes you go to these events and some of the vendors don't have all the things in place. There are certain things that we look for when we go to standby at these events, and this is not only limited, let me make it clear, this is not only limited to crop over events, but to other events as well. Only about a week or so ago, Station Officer Small and myself, along with a couple other members of the fire service, would have done standbys at the
NAPSAC.
Correct. So there are many events, and I know that the public would have seen the fire service at a number of these events before. And the status quo remains the same in terms of the things that we are expecting or that we look for when we go to standby at these events. And that is what we wanted to discuss this afternoon, because sometimes I can tell you from experience that a lot, you go to events and when you ask to see the extinguisher or certain things, persons say they didn't know they had to do this, they didn't know they have to do that. And I brought two gentlemen who would know full well, because you guys are part of the many stakeholders meetings when it comes to the planning of events and so forth. And you would be able to shed some light on as to what, you know, discuss in terms of from the fire service perspective, the things that you look for, what you're expecting of the vendors. And not only the vendors, this is also a program for those sound company owners. Oftentimes we go to events and we realize that they too are basically not in keeping with the protocols that we expect when working these events. I'm going to start with the senior, I'm going to start with Divisional Officer Mears. In terms of when you go to these meetings, because a lot of we see the event when it unfolds, we see the event when we get there in the big crowd and so forth. That's what the public sees. You guys see this before, even while it is in the planning stages. So Divisional Officer Mears, when you attend one of these meetings in the planning stages, this is before the stage lights are action. What are some of the things as a divisional officer that you know would be expecting? What you explain to the persons at these meetings?
Again, good afternoon. In attending these meetings, we normally have meetings with the National Cultural Foundation, who sets up meetings for the vendors. And my role at those meetings is to explain to the vendors the type of equipment that we're looking for in terms of extinguishers and, if possible, fire blankets. Now, when you go sometimes to these events and you go around, you check, if some vendors tell you, we have an extinguisher. But when you check it for yourself, they only have a canister because it has nothing.
Correct.
So what we try to implore upon the vendors is to make sure that you have a working extinguisher, not a canister. So those are some of the things that we look for.
Right. Now, he mentioned something very, very important that I hope that you listeners took into consideration. And don't mind that you may not be a vendor or you may not be a sound company owner. As a listener to the program, I'm sure that you know you have a friend who might be a vendor. You have a friend who might be a sound company owner or who works within a sound company. You can always pass on the information because this is what we're here for. We pass on the information. We educate you, the public. And if you have a friend and you hear something that can help your friend, it would be nice of you to pass on that information. And no exception in this regard. Division Officer Mayors mentioned a working fire extinguisher. And he stressed a bit on it. And I want to elaborate a bit on that because oftentimes you go to an event and when you check the extinguisher, you introduce yourself. Good afternoon. We're here from the Barbados Fire Service. We're carrying out our safety checks before the show starts. We just come to, have a look at your extinguisher. One of the things that we realized a lot is that you would see an extinguisher was last serviced in 2016. Now let me explain, and it has been explained already, but it's always good to remind persons a fire extinguisher should be serviced at least once a year. So it's an annual process where you should have a fire extinguisher service at least once a year. Just want to remind you of that. So because you would have had an extinguisher you would have started working at event since 2016, and you bought the extinguisher then, you have never used it, that does not mean that the extinguisher does not have to be serviced. It has to be serviced annually, whether or not you use it or not. And if you use it, if you have to use it, you need to have it serviced basically almost immediately after it has been used so that if something should happen going forward, you would also have it ready for whenever something or if ever something else should happen. So a working fire extinguisher, not one that you had because you had it 5 years, you never use it, you think it is valid. It is only valid if it is working, if it has been serviced, and I mean serviced within the annual period. And that's what the officers usually would check for when they come to your stalls, et cetera, for these events. Station Officer Small, if you want to interject in terms of your role, sometimes you attend some of these same stakeholder meetings, and I know for sure you work some of the events as well, and some of the encounters that you, and as a safety officer, because he is, Station Officer Small is the safety officer of the Barbados Fire Service. So as a safety officer, and I know from working with you personally that you, you take things to a different level when it comes to safety, when it comes, you see things outside of the box, things that sometimes we don't be thinking about. You would say, well, look, you look at something, you say, well, look, this here is a hazard, this is a problem, so explain a bit from your end, some of the things that you encounter, you see, and so forth.
Okay, thanks, Jason. And I would like to echo the sentiments of Divisional Officer Mayors. But also one of those critical aspects is to have knowledge of how to operate this signature. Having the signature and not the knowledge really is just a piece of equipment there. So you need to seek out the Barbados Fire Academy, academy at fireservice.gov.bb. to get that training in how to use that fire extinguisher. Now, in terms of on the day of the event, some of the things that we generally encounter, we have to do our pre-event check. So we're going to come around to all of those stalls, especially paying a lot of attention to those vendors that be using open flame. And therefore, one of the things that we see a lot is either the extinguisher is not there, and persons have to call to get an extinguisher brought to the site. So part of your list is not just packing up all the things that you intend to sell, but also make sure you have that fair extinguisher because you know there's going to be a pre-event check. And we want to make sure that everybody is safe and make sure your intentions to make the maximum profit from this event become realistic. So during that check and the officers approach the vendors, we want you to have the extinguisher there. Now, placing the extinguisher within your vendor stall, it's best to have that extinguisher upwind and away from where you will have your open flame. So if there's any flare around the stove or the grill, that you are able to go to a safe location, collect the extinguisher, and because you would have gotten that information, those skills, and then attempt to extinguish that small flare. So in addition to this, how we lay out the stall, how you lay out your stall is also critical. A lot of times we see persons block one side of the stall, which inhibits them. If something happens on the left, they can't get up to the right, or if something on the right, they can't get up to the left. So how you lay out the stall also aligns for your safety and those customers coming to you, their safety also. So I find that these are two of the areas that we can look at and try to make some differences this year as we go into the crop over season. And the music so far is good. And we want to have a safe season. We want to be on the road as long as possible. We're having these different venues, and we'll be having the present eFire service there, but we want to make sure we have a safe event. And as we go on in the program, we will definitely speak about some of the other things we encounter as when we come to inspect. And some persons are very clever, and they will bore a stall owner next door at Signature called the CU coming, and they present at Signature, and then they're playing that swapping game. And really and truly, this is a recipe for what could be a minor event to become a major incident because of this. So remember, each stall must have its own firefighting equipment, and along with that, you must have the know-how how to operate that equipment. And something for the stall owners, try not to encourage a lot of crowding at the stall. Have it a little bit more orderly. And I think that it's not only to stall owners, but to you, the patrons that come to these stalls to purchase the various goodies. Try to ensure that if something happens, that you can get away safely. I'm pretty sure that you want to enjoy your crop over, and this might be the first event for the season. It's going to be a long season, and we want you to be there right through to the end, and 2023 to be around, and for all the other crop overs.
I agree. You just said quite a bit, and I there are a number of things that stood out for me as you were going through the list of things. You mentioned having a working at Signature, which you again reiterated from Division Law Officer, working at Signature, that is important. One of the things that we also encounter, sometimes you go to an event, and when you ask the person for the extinguisher, they have to go down behind a box or behind a food warmer. And I always say to persons, and these tips as it relates to fire extinguishers don't only relate to an event, but in your workplace, in your home, wherever you may be, always have the fire extinguisher clear. And when I say clear, I mean clear of any boxes, anything packed or piled in front of it. Always make sure that your access to that extinguisher is just a walk, pick up, and go. It should never be a case where you have to reach behind anything, reach up under a table or anything like that in order to get to your fire extinguisher. You also made mention to, although it might be a stall, persons don't think of this. And as I said before, small things of things that the average person don't always think about. But in terms of having a way out, because sometimes you have a stall and there's only one way in or out. Or sometimes the person may put the fire extinguisher right beside where they're having that open flame. So if something flares up there now, to get to that extinguisher, they have to basically get through the fire or the danger area. Those are the type of things that you have to be mindful of. And, you know, we see these things from time to time. So that's why you see that we would come and we speak about them. And I just thought that it would have been good to have the two officers here who obviously have been there, done that, and are part of the planning stages. Because obviously most of the patrons don't see that stage of the event. We come to the event when the event is on the way, everything is set up, lights, camera, action, basically. But you don't see the planning stages where you have to inspect, do a site visit, make sure that the facility is safe enough and there's adequate space and all of the other things. I know with COVID adding a different element to a different spin on the whole thing, you have to also look at the amount of space you have to be able to hold, the amount of patrons you're looking to have. So it is a top to bottom. And as you know, we don't only deal with fire here, we deal with fire and life safety as well in the fire service. So it is more than just having a fire extinguisher, but we look at life safety. And as CS Officer Small alluded to it when he spoke about you know, when you, the way you set up your stall in terms of having a way out if something should happen and that kind of stuff, not crowding these stalls, I think you give, you know, quite a bit of very pertinent information that persons should take, you know, seriously, and using open flame and that kind of stuff, because we take a lot for granted out there. And as I said, these things don't just pertain to a crop over event. There's rally that we stand by at times. There's so many different events that we stand by at from time to time throughout the year. There's cricket at Kensington, all of these different events. And we encounter some of these same problems. That is the reason why we thought that it was necessary for us to come on the program today to highlight some of these issues that we encounter while working a number of these events.
Now, not crossing.
Go ahead, sir.
In relation to the musicians with the stage set up, you know, we have all this
right.
Expensive equipment.
I am glad you touched on that.
You need to have an extinguisher there just in case, because it's electricity going through all those pieces of equipment, and one spark, can cause a disaster.
Right. Well, Division Officer Mears actually went into what I was going at next, and I'm very glad he touched on that, because it is not only the vendors who are operating using an open flame, but when he said the musicians, he meant the sound companies.
Correct.
It is very important that you sound company, and again, if you're not a sound company owner, but you know someone who has a sound company, who works at a sound company at some of these events, we are pleading to you, and we have seen it more than once. You turn up and they do not have an extinguisher. Or sometimes they have an extinguisher, the same thing that we mentioned earlier, where they may have an extinguisher that hasn't been serviced. These things are breaches. These things are, and I always say to people, right, this is both for the vendor, sound company, whoever. The fire service is not here we don't come as enforcing only. We come for your personal safety. We are looking out for your safety. As it relates to sound companies, you spend thousands of dollars on equipment. A mixing board is thousands of dollars a mixing board alone. And if you are willing to invest that amount of money on your equipment so that when you do an event, you know, the band sounds good, the music sounds good coming from the stage, people enjoy it and whatever, you should also be prepared to spend just a few hundred dollars for a fire extinguisher to protect your investment. It is your investment you're protecting. At the end of the day, God forbid something happens, we as firefighters, we're going to come, we're going to extinguish the fire, but you're the persons who are going to lose out. You're the persons who are going to lose thousands of dollars in equipment. And it is important for you to protect that equipment. Division Officer Mears mentioned having an extinguisher. I would go a bit further. You should have two, because most events you would have, and those who are into sound and that staging will understand what I'm saying when I say you will have two places. You would have done by the main mixing board, which is usually in front of the stage, what they will call the front house, and you will have what you call the stage mix, which is usually at the side of the stage. So you need to have, if you're going to have a front host and the side of the stage mix, if you're going to have a stage mix and front host, you should have an extinguisher at both points, both at the front host and at the stage mix. So that is vitally important. And to add to that, I just want to remind you as well, because I have seen this also, instead of having the ABC fire extinguisher, we would recommend you to have the CO2 when you're, for those who are doing sound. Those sound companies, we would recommend a CO2, which is a carbon dioxide, simply because the ABC will extinguish the fire. However, it will damage all of your equipment, and what the fire does not damage, that will certainly finish because of the media that comes out of the ABC extinguisher, which is of a more of a powdery substance. But the CO2, which is the carbon dioxide extinguisher, is the appropriate extinguisher that we would recommend to you, sound companies, for events and so forth. Station Officer Smart, you want to add?
Yes, definitely. And I just want to go back to the vendors, and then I'm going to come to the persons who really keep the party alive. So vendors, I really want to tell you about something that you already know. So you are preparing for a crop over. You're preparing for an event, so you have your planning list, and you're putting there, you go and get the chips, the pigtails, and you're off to BADMC and these different places. One of the things that we tend to forget a lot is to do your pre-inspection and safety check for the grill. Make sure there are no leaks by the gas bottle. A lot of times, sometimes the person is trying to qualify the gas head and these kind of things. So you, just as you prepare meticulously for the event, further is to ensure your grill, your open flame stoves and these kind of things, that there's no grease. Ensure that that gas line to the head and everything, there are no cracks. So that's all part of the preparation. A lot of times you will have more than one vendor side by side, and we definitely do not want no gas leaks where we have two persons having an open flame and your gas line or whatever is leaking, and eventually that open flame causes a problem. So we want you to do those things. A lot of times what we would do is it stop you from doing any open flame, but you might be able to continue to sell those things that you already have there for to sell. So we want you to do those pre-inspection checks. Something that we don't look at, especially those persons that are using stalls, securing those stalls properly. A lot of times these stalls might not be tied down properly. And if we get high winds, which Barbados is having the global warming effect and these kind of things, these winds will take those stalls and it can injure persons. And we want to encourage you, we're looking for a safe event. And as Jason was saying, we're not here to be pessimistic, but we're here to ensure that we have a safe event, and we want to see you at the next event and continue to see you at all of these events. For our sound technicians, whether you're at a fixed facility or whether you're on the trucks on the road, that does not negate the fact that you should have an extinguisher. A lot of these trucks have generators, and it does not change the responsibility or the fire safety measures. You still must have an extinguisher there on the road. In addition, overcrowding on these trucks, it can become a problem. We don't want to see the lot of overcrowding. And a lot of times when the members of the band get tired, they normally put those costumes which have the feathers and the material on the trucks. And sometimes they're placed close to these generators, which emit a lot of heat. Right. So we want you to be ever mindful of this. I mean, the kudos that we have never had an event, but the reality is that these practices cannot go on because we know the triangle of fire, and these, it's only a matter of time. And for the vendors, they pretty tablecloths on the tables, but the tablecloths are too close to the heat sources. Sometimes they start to melt. You need to pay attention to this. And for those guys that have the tanks and the grills, remember, when you open that grill, if you look on the side of the tank, that heat, when you open the grill, goes under the underside. You'll recognize that the tank covering, the canvas covering in that area is starting to get discolored. Or you can see that it's starting to melt. This is also problematic. So when we start to talk about how we lay out those things, that is something else that we need to also consider.
So again, as always, C.S. Knobs is small with a wealth of knowledge and information. And as I said, he goes, and I'm sure that you listeners by now would understand when I say he goes beyond when it comes to safety, whether it be fire safety and life safety. These are a lot of things that we take for granted. We go to events, we go to have a good time, but we don't sit down and think about think it right through in terms of the things that can happen and that can possibly go wrong. I'm glad you mentioned also on the roads, because even though we're going to be having a jump up day this year, as they say, so, you know, I'm glad you mentioned as well, not only for station, you know, events at particular venues, but when you're on the road, it's also important to have that working fire extinguisher and so forth, as you know, this is to the sound companies and so forth. So I'm very glad that you touched on those things. There are so many things that you mentioned in there that I know people must be saying, well, there's so much to take in, but it is important that we do. And that pre-planning, as you mentioned, that pre-planning is very helpful all the time in terms of prevention. Pre-planning, prevention, everything is pre. And we always say, we have a slogan in Barbados that we've heard so many times, that prevention is better than cure. And that is what we try to seek year after year, day after day, as we go about our duties in the fire service, to make sure that we prevent things from happening. However, because it is human nature and because things do happen, we also want that persons are aware what to do, and they have the equipment, and not only having the equipment, but like Station Officer Small mentioned earlier, they know how to use the equipment, because having a fire extinguisher and not knowing how to use it is basically having a canister, as Divisional Officer Mary said. You don't know how to use it. I've heard people say, I get better at the fire and run, you know, and these type of things. But, you know, all is well, ends well. It's all fun and games when nothing's happening. But if something takes place, it is very important that you know what to do, how to react, and so forth, so that panic doesn't step in and that, you know, it doesn't get out of hand. As I always remind persons, all fires start small unless it is an explosion. So, you know, it's important to know that. So this is not a case where you will not have a chance. Most of the time, as long as you catch your fire at the beginning stages, you always have a chance to stop it from spreading and getting worse. But if you don't know what to do, if you don't know your next step, when you see that first set of flame, you're going to panic, or you don't have a fire extinguisher, a working fire extinguisher, then, you know, problems. So any final words, as we only have about 2 minutes left now, basically, any final words from you, Divisional Officer Mary, before we wrap it up for this afternoon?
I hope that you all have been listening and take heed to whatever information that was sent out there. And I hope you have a safe and uneventful crop over. Thank you.
Well said, Divisional Officer Mary. Station Officer Small, quickly from you.
Right. Just like me, I'm going to be enjoying the music. So I want you to enjoy yourself. Have a good time. So in order to do that, just listen to the instructions that given to the officers. If even if you would have missed something here today, listen to the instructions when we are on the ground, so we can remain safe, we can enjoy the music, and you could have a good 2022 crop over.
I quite agree. I couldn't say it any better. I think both officers have mentioned the same things. Having an eventful crop over, however, an eventful in terms of the fun and festivities, but a safe, if you realize that that is the word that keeps popping back up. Safe, safe all the time. For those of you who are going to be out there, I know Station Officer Small is going to be out there at some point in time, whether work or otherwise, but we'll be there. I'm definitely going to be there. Divisional Officer Mary, you're going to be there as well sometime.
I'll be there as well.
So we look forward
to it. That's right, Jason. This thing can't be over.
All right, then, for sure, for sure. But unfortunately, this program has to be over at this time because we have to wrap up. We've come to the end of another 3-War Roar Radio Show program. And we want to say a special thanks to Divisional Officer Mirrors for, how to put it, gracing us with his presence today.
It's been my pleasure.
I'm very glad to see you here. I hope that we see you a few more times before that time. But, you know, thanks again for gracing us. And Station Officer Small, you are no stranger. I expect you to be here a little more as well. So thank you also for coming out this afternoon and sharing some wonderful information for the public of Barbados.
Sure, it's a pleasure.
All right. And that has been the program for today, the 311 Radio Show. Remember, if you miss any of today's proceedings, you can feel free to go to VOB's podcast at www.vob929.com, or you can also watch back some of this, any of the episodes on their Facebook page, VOB92.9 FM, VOB92.9 FM. And as we always say, as we wrap up every 311 radio program, fire prevention is our intention. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe. Bye-bye. Good afternoon, Barbados.
On the Barbados Fire Service 311.